Spurgeon, in his autobiography, says this: "A true evangelist must never fail to set forth the beauties of the person of Christ, the glory of his offices, the completeness of his work, and above all, the efficacy of his blood. Whatever we omit, this must be in the most forcible manner proclaimed again and again. This is no gospel which has not Christ in it. And the modern idea of preaching the truth instead of Christ is a wicked device of Satan." We're considering Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 10 today. And the scripture says this: "So also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest." Jesus was proclaimed high priest by God the Father. As we just saw in verse 4 of the same chapter, a priest must be chosen by God. And so, as he chose Aaron and the Levitical priesthood, God chose Jesus to be a high priest. And he, as it is showed us from Scripture, he says, "You are my son, today I've begotten you." And verse 6, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." So we see God the Father choosing Jesus Christ as the great high priest. So the very next verse says this in verse 7, "In the days of his flesh he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death." Jesus in the garden, he cried out to God. And he said, if it can, let this cup pass from me. But he says, "Your will be done." He was willing to go to that cross on our behalf. And he cried out and made loud crying and tears and supplications for his followers as well. He prayed for them as their great high priest. And this is the type of priest that we have in Jesus Christ. He is a sympathetic high priest, as we've already noted as well. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. In other words, he never disobeyed, but rather, as being a man and being tempted to sin, he learned what it was to obey God and go through temptation and trials and hardships and pain here on earth. So therefore, he's sympathetic towards us. And Jesus also provides eternal life sufficient for all people at any time. In verse 9, it says, "He made a perfect, having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation." So this is not that Jesus was not perfect at one time. Rather, it's showing that he met the qualifications by going through the tests. He was showed to be complete, the perfect sacrifice. So he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Being this perfect priest and king, having sacrificed himself, he submitted to the Father's will. Yet having been raised from the dead, not suffering from the decay of death, he has become the source of eternal salvation to all who would accept through obedience to the gospel. In other words, not doing works, but rather having an obedience to the truth of the gospel, repenting and trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the great high priest. A submission to the fact that you are a sinner and Jesus is Messiah, and following him as such. Verse 10, "being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek." We'll learn more about Melchizedek in the following verses. But in short, we can take great hope in our great high priest, Jesus Christ, in this, for our salvation will never fail or fall short or let us down, because Christ is eternal, and he will never disappoint. His salvation is sufficient, it is eternal, and we can trust and rest in him, as he was chosen by God to be our great high priest.